white speech
convention. Fuck yeah.
Do not call this number unless you vote for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball, fucker.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker. Following me. That's what happened.
Shut up.
Fuck. I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's
the gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, fuck.
Shut up.
Alright?
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon. Green. Soft, bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fucking kill
your ass, bitch. You understand me?
Don't you call this
motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Bring your punk ass here, nigga.
Shut up. Bring your punk ass here.
Is that a trailer?
Please. So I can beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth that the trailer.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car is. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Don't call.
Hey, what happened?
Fuck you.
No, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Don't touch me. Shut up.
Fuck you.
You don't call me
fuck
a cunt. You don't call me a cunt. Don't call me a cunt.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
You eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
I'm not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick. Cunt, fucking piece of shit.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up. Shut up.
I can't show the full thing won't show up on the thing. But I managed to on Monday, as I was making breakfast for myself, I managed to get second degree burns on my forearm by spilling bacon grease on my fucking forearm. I pulled the pan. It had like a grate and it had a, you know, space below it. And so I must have tilted it too far, like the one end too far down. And then when I pulled it out and like leveled it, like the fucking oil came back and went pop up over the lip and right on my goddamn forearm. And, I just went today to urgent care to get it looked at, and they're like, that's second degree burns. And so they sent me in ointment. I had to go to the pharmacy and took
them say get that ointment. My mother burned herself and that stuff heals very good.
Took them for it's fucking amazing. Ever like they're like here they're like oh we don't have it yet. I'm like, what the fuck, like it's been a half hour 40 minutes. They said they sent it, so I had to call the urgent care and they had to call them back. And then I'm like, okay, so like I left and I came back an hour later. I was like, they're like, oh, they called it in. I was like, cool. And they're like, it's not ready yet. I'm like, motherfucker, it's literally like ointment in a jar already. You just got to slap a fucking sticker on it and put it in a bag. Like, that's all I got to do. And it took forever. It was like it pulling teeth over there. And
it's worth it, though, man. It'll skin any skin damage you got.
I've got it wrapped right now, but it literally covers from here all the way around, like all this it's covered yeah. is yeah.
It was really bad.
Deep fry it, your hand next time. It landed. Deep fry your hand.
It landed like right here, and then just leaked all the way down my fucking wrist.
Yeah.
How much bacon were you cooking, bro?
Near the face or anything, that
it was
really
like five or six slices, but it must have been nice and fatty, and that fucking pig got its revenge, its final revenge. And
if you eat the bacon.
Oh, yeah, I ate the bacon. I didn't even go to urgent care that day. I waited. I did this Monday. I didn't go to urgent care until today.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no shit. Did they get infected?
No, I was keeping it clean. I mean, I had peroxide. I had Bactine and stuff. I was spraying it. I was, you know, I was washing it. I was keeping it good. But, yeah. Yeah, I fucking fried it. I was like, like that.
Hello?
Hi. I was trying to reach Sherry.
Who's calling?
Oh, this is Dwight. I'm with Dell Computers calling about the issue here. We got here in the call center. Understand that you've been trying to reach us about a warranty issue with your laptop.
Well, your name says scam likely.
Oh, I have no idea how that would happen. I just dial from the call center, ma'am. I don't control that.
Okay.
All right. And so I've noticed that this has been an ongoing issue for quite some time.
Yes, in 2020, I purchased a Dell laptop because I've been a customer for over 32 years. I have my whole family, we've all bought all our computers from Dell for all these 32 years. Mm-hmm. And I started having trouble with my Latitude laptop, so I bought an Inspiron computer, and I said, you know, being a writer, I'm going to get the top-of-the-line computer, and I'm going to get all the best software on it, even something to edit movies on it.
Right,
and I
right.
spent $2,400-something. And the computer started squeaking, so they said, send it back, and we'll send you an exchange. And they said, hang on to the one that you have until we send you your exchange.
Right.
And that's what I did.
Yeah, right, because normally we don't want you to be without at least a laptop. That way, if you can hang on to that while we get the exchange out to you, that's usually the best course, because people do tend to miss it. The people have to go online to pay their bills, they got to check their email, and they're kind of lost if they're without a laptop for any substantial amount of time.
Exactly. So then we had another hiccup, because they said one of the, I'm trying to think of the name, PowerDirector was the movie software that I ordered.
Very familiar. Yep, very familiar with that, yes.
And I bought and ordered Microsoft Office, and I paid for it instead of doing the little short-term thing. And we had a hiccup with that, because PowerDirector said they weren't going to replace it. So I explained that to Dell, and they said, well, hang on to the computer a little longer until we can get that resolved. Mm-hmm. And so when the new computer came, they said, call PowerDirector and email them. And it went back and forth for like 3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
And finally, PowerDirector said, ma'am, what you need to understand is that if Dell sold you the software, then mm-hmm. Dell has to replace it. We can't send you another one from our company.
Right.
So, make a long story short, in the process, I get a letter from Dell saying, due to your failure to return the exchange computer, we are suspending your technical support.
Right.
And so I called and, you know, ranted about that, and they said, just ignore that letter. Next thing I know, a whole year has gone by, and they're still working on it. They finally sent me I purchased a computer in December of 2020.
I'm a sex pervert from America.
I'm sorry?
Huh?
What was that now?
You said what?
I thought I heard somebody else on the line.
Oh, okay. And then August of 2021 was when I shipped the computer back. I took a picture of the Federal Express guy with you probably saw that on that post. Is that what you saw?
Well, no, I just have a couple of notes in the account and then asking me to touch base with you, because it's been a little bit of time since we've spoken last about the problems.
Okay. Well, anyway, August of 2021, they asked for some kind of receipt, and I said, well, all these months have gone by. Why are you just now calling me saying you never got the computer? I'm right here. I could have driven over to the Dell Corporation plant and hand-delivered it. But when they called back and said they didn't get it, I said, well, then, now what proof do I have now? All I got is this picture of the Dell guy holding it and a picture of the ticket on it. And they said, well, no, we never got it. And that was pretty much the end of it. Now I have a laptop here. The new one they sent me has a pinhole in the screen, which has eventually turned into a crack. And so I have nothing.
So you're seeing a hole besides the camera? Is that possibly the camera that you're seeing?
No. In the new screen, when I first opened the new computer up, you could see a tiny, tiny little light coming through there, like mm-hmm. No bigger than the head of a straight pin.
Okay, I know what that is. That's actually a aftermarket camera that we've been putting in. That way we can monitor and make sure all of our computers are being used in the proper manner that's agreed upon during the warranty status.
Okay, well, that eventually turned into a crack, so now it's like doing some blinking. Yeah. I was going to let my computer guy fix it.
Well, that's letting you know that the camera is active.
No, this is a crack from that pinhole.
Okay. Okay, so the pinhole.
I can't even get to that part because we're still stuck on the part of where they're claiming I never returned a computer back. So they suspended my technical support. That's how I found out they had done it, because I called in about the problem with the new computer.
Okay.
And they said, oh, your technical support has been suspended. And I said, what? How would my technical support be suspended when I purchased it for 3 to 5 years? How can you suspend that? And they said, because you didn't return the computer back. And I said, I did return it back. You just have misplaced it. So the money I paid for the technical support, they suspended my account and then from 2020 to 2022, let that time eat up, so that all of a sudden now they're casually able to say, oh, your computer's out of warranty and you used up your technical support. Technical support, A, I never got.
Right.
And B, I go on my computer one day and there's no Microsoft Word. PowerPoint won't work. They suspended that too, even though I purchased it.
Okay. And were you able to use it at all from when you purchased it?
No, they took it away. And then after I called and complained, this mysteriously one day it shows back up.
Okay. And now, I also have to ask you about, have you been getting the deposits that Dell Corporation has been sending you to your bank account?
Yeah.
Okay, and because it's supposed to hit your account on the second Tuesday of every month, and we're just making sure that that's been reoccurring over the last 3 years.
Okay, well, do I need to give you an ID number or something for you to check it?
To make sure that I'm showing here that the payments to you have been going into your bank account. Because when we sent the new, remember when I told you about the camera, the extra camera we put in?
Uh-huh.
We opened up a, have you heard of the site OnlyFans?
I'm sorry, your voice.
I'm sorry. I'm asking, are you familiar with the site OnlyFans?
Are you saying site site only?
Yeah, like website.
Okay.
OnlyFans.com. Are you familiar?
No, I'm not.
Okay. When we sent the extra camera and the replacement laptop, we opened up a OnlyFans site for you where you're daily streaming to the website and people tip and put money into the account for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just making sure you've been getting your payments for your performances.
So, no, I've not been accessing that payment.
Okay, so you've not been receiving the payments.
Well, I'm not familiar with the site.
Oh, it's basically people are able to monetize certain skills If you will, on the internet, like, you know, some people are good at singing, so they monetize that. Some people are good at art, they monetize that. Some people, they know how to be nude and they know how to do it well. They monetize that mostly on OnlyFans. And so we have your camera in the computer active at all times. And so it's kind of like a reality TV show type thing. And so we just, everybody just logs on and they pay $5 per membership and they just watch you all day.
Okay. So let me get this straight. Uh-huh. The pinhole in my laptop, that's the camera.
Correct.
And this is through my new, this is through Dell and through my new Dell computer.
Right, correct. Because when you didn't return the the laptop that we were speaking about before, we had to figure out a way to get back that money that we lost by the laptop not being returned. And by selling your nude imagery online was the only way we were going to find to get that back in a timely manner. Because we do have accountants that check our books. And if we're in the red, then they start coming through with the department heads. Then people start to roll. People start to lose their jobs. So they freaked out a little bit. The bean counters, uh-huh. The bean counters around here are very strict.
I understand. So, what do I need to do to resolve the computer problem?
The computer, now, what about the computer is, what isn't going on with it? What isn't it doing right now? Is it still squeaking, the replacement?
No, I sent that one back.
Okay, so the squeaking one, okay, so that's the one you sent to us. Well, you said you sent to us, but we didn't receive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so that's the one that we're charging people to watch you.
I want to give you some very personal information. Do you have a Dell ID number?
Do I personally have one? No, because I don't own a Dell laptop. I buy Lenovo.
Oh, no, I'm talking about... Since you say you're calling on behalf of Dell,
oh,
right?
Oh, you're looking for an employee ID number.
Yes.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So since you're calling from Dell, and you're a Dell representative, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And I'm going to give you some personal information and credit card information. So I want to know what is your Dell ID.
Okay. And why are you going to give me – I haven't requested a credit card.
You said that something about some kind of payment. So you have to have
yes. No. I wouldn't. No, we've been transferring that. It looks to be pretty steady viewerships right now. Right now, it looks like you're receiving about $737.85 per month.
And what name is this under?
This is under a Miss Bishop.
And what is on the site? Where did I find the site and what's on
it? It's OnlyFans.com. And when you're on the site, you search for the user Highway to Dell. And that's where we live stream you to the international public, the worldwide public, as long as they have $5 in their account.
Mm-hmm. So do I have anything on there?
Currently?
Yes.
We've been streaming you live for the last 3 years, ma'am.
What kind of content is on there?
Whatever
I'm a
you
sex pervert from America.
I understand, ma'am. I understand.
You know what? You are good. You are really good. And it's a shame that you are using your great articulation, your great use of the English language, your great customer service skills, your sense of humor. It's a shame that you're using it for pranks and stupid stuff. That's a shame. I know God is just so displeased with that.
No, I think God is the one that gave me the skills. Ma'am, you should be happy. You're like the Truman Show. You're just like Jim Carrey on that thing. Ed Harris loves you.
No. I'm talking about you. God has blessed you with great communication skills, and look at what you're doing with it.
Are we sure it was God?
Look at what you're doing.
Are we sure it was God?
You're an idiot.
Listen, Michael Dell is my uncle. Nepotism runs rampant around here at Dell.
Oh, You are full of sin. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
But I'm not.
Father God, please help this person who is sick and evil and dealing with Satan and such a bold, dog-faced liar. Father God, please solve this problem. He has technology and all kinds of sound effects that he's playing with, Father God. He's using all of this stuff for
negative things
to prank people. Father God, it stops right now. I bind it in the name of Jesus. 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 Play with your sound effects all you want. It just shows more of how evil and stupid and what an idiot you are. I bind you in the name of Jesus.
Does Jesus allow you to name call me like that? She left right there.
Oh no, she was praying for you.
She was praying.
Yeah, pleased with you.
She was praying the devil out of me.
She turned God on you, man.
It took a long time to get there, but we got there.
She finally baked out.
She said, long story short, like a half hour ago. Like she.
Good using your customer service skills, your communication skills.
You could be doing something else with your skills. Give me a job, bitch. Right. Give me a job.
Yeah.
Hey, hi. I'm looking for Tiffany.
Yeah.
Hey, Tiffany. This is Dwight calling from Verizon Customer Service. I understand that you keep getting charged a reconnection fee.
I do.
Have we figured that out yet? They still have it as an open ticket here on my end.
Yes, sir. I went to a location yesterday, and supposedly they have cleared it up. They refunded all the reconnection fees.
I'm a sex pervert from America.
I'm sorry?
Yes. And
okay.
What?
No, go ahead.
They fixed that on my end, and they're saying now they had me marked down as
delinquent.
What do they call it?
Delinquent.
I have to pay cash.
A broke bitch. Yes, I understand.
Yes.
A poor. Yeah. Go ahead.
What?
Yeah, they had you marked down as a poor in the system.
Yes. And I had got it fixed supposedly. So hopefully by the next bill it'll all be where it's supposed to be.
You're aware of the fee that they put after they fixed everything? There's a small fee that will be addressed and it'll be on your next bill. We don't want it to be a surprise.
What? Like what?
It's a small $5 from what they were, you know, how they handled that at the store location.
He said something about charging me the taxes.
Yeah, it's a $5 stupid bitch fee that they're going to be putting on your phone bill.
What are you calling stupid bitch?
Well, no, that's the fee. I'm not calling you that. It's a code 34. It's a stupid bitch fee. And it's compounded daily.
Hey, Clint, don't listen to this. Huh? Hey, are you listening to this guy?
The gentleman in the background? Yes, I can hear him clearly.
He said I was a stupid bitch.
No, that's the fee. That's the fee. I'm not saying you are. But
he said the fee was called the stupid bitch fee.
Where are you located?
Currently, I'm in Seattle, Washington at the call center, sir.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir. Is this Clint? Are you the other gentleman that's on the account or the other gentleman that's on the account?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, what can I help you with?
Oh, I'd really like for you to come to Louisiana where I can stick my foot up your ass.
I'm sorry, sir. If you engage in this type of talk, I'll have to connect you with my manager. His name is Cyrex, and he'll show you the what's what and the who's who.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yes, sir.
Send him my way, you little prick.
Hey! Calm your fucking mouth, okay? You're going to make me lose my job.
I hope you do.
Are you a drunkard?
Oh, yeah.
Are you a drunkard hillbilly?
I am, and I'd love to beat your...
You don't have a very strong command of the English language, do you?
Oh, you're such a
What's
bitch.
The matter, honey? You can't figure it out?
Oh, I can figure everything out.
Okay, well, why don't you tell me then, instead of just sitting there? I know you're looking for a comeback, and you're still like, ooh.
What's your name?
My name is Dwight.
Dwight?
Yes.
Dwight who?
If you want my employee ID number, I can't give you my last name. That's against company policy. I understand your last name is Gant.
Yeah, it is.
Ah, 35 years old. How is your 35 years on this earth been?
Oh, good. Real good.
Okay, all right.
I'm a hardworking citizen.
All right. What do you do? Do you work down in the swamp pits?
I do. I do a little bit of everything.
You work in the swamp pits?
Yeah.
Okay. And how long have you been working in the swamp pits?
My whole life.
And if I got you a basket, could you get me crawfish?
Oh yeah.
Okay. That's typical though. You know, ever since Mr. Biden got into office, you know, he's going to try to better your life.
Oh, Biden can kiss my ass.
Why would you say that? He is our president, sir. I'm sorry?
He sucks.
Who sucks? What is that noise? Are you calling somebody?
I have no clue what that noise is.
Okay.
Are you like, what?
So you're with Verizon?
Yes, sir. I'm with the after-hours technical team. Actually, my markings, my grades have not been very stellar on my reviews. That's why I have to work after hour at nights.
He's not for real.
You want my ID number, ma'am, to prove I'm real? I mean, you're treating me like I'm Pinocchio over here, telling me I'm not real.
What's your ID?
My ID. Are you ready? It is S as in Sam.
Yes.
The number 3. P as in Paul. Oh, wait a minute. That's not right. I'm sorry. It is S as in Sam. P as in Paul. The number 3. R as in Randy. M as in Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a 8188 on the end, and then followed by a B as in boy.
Okay.
And that's my employee ID number here at Verizon.
Okay.
I work in the Portland call center. I am in the Northwest region.
And what makes you think that you can call somebody a stupid broke bitch?
I did not, ma'am. I told you I was reading notes. I told you what the code of the fee was. You said that it was explained to you at the store when you got this taken care of. I don't understand why you're getting upset.
Because you called me a stupid broke bitch.
I did not. This was notes that they must have put in from the local location when they fixed your billing issue. I asked you if you were aware that you were going to have a $5 fee. You said that you were aware. It had been explained to you.
And you said, that's the stupid broke bitch.
Yeah. Who do you think I deal with here in the poor department?
He's saying we're poor and we don't pay our phone bill.
Is that not right? Am I misconstruing something?
You're misconstruing something, Mr. Biden fucker.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
If you're poor and you can't pay your bills, how can you have a child?
Where are you at?
I told you Portland, you drunkard. You drunken crawfish.
Send me your address. I want it right now.
You want me to text it? You want me to text it to you, potty mouth?
You hear me? Matter of fact, I got some people that have come find you. What's your address?
What, my personal home address or the call center?
You dang right. I want to know exactly where you're at. That way I can come find you.
I'm at work, unlike you. I pay bills.
Oh yeah.
I don't go begging for help from customer service when I can't afford it.
You suck at your job, and I'll make sure I have.
Listen,
your job,
if I couldn't afford
sure
a bill,
you
know what? I would do without the service. I'd quit using the service over and over and just milking it for everything. You know, I'm not like that. I'm not a freeloader.
Mhm. Yep.
But you're liberal.
Yes. I voted for Biden. I voted for Obama twice. I will vote again for Mr. Biden.
Bless your heart.
And once his glorious eight years are done.
Trump train's coming.
No, once his
one is out tonight. Trump's coming.
No, once his glorious 8 years are done, I will then vote for Kamala Harris, and we will just we'll keep that Obama train going. You know, we started with Obama 8 years, we go to Biden for eight, we go to Kamala for eight.
You're hilarious. Oh, you're a comedian.
You're literally an employee for Verizon.
No, I literally cannot hang up this line until you do. I will get in trouble if I disconnect without solving all of your issues.
Dude, I can talk all night. I don't worry.
Well, I wouldn't appreciate that because you're going to wreck my online. My numbers online, they're going to go way up.
I love it.
Does the lady have any more customer service issues I can address?
I do. You're my issue.
What can I help you with, ma'am?
You can stop being a liberal retard.
Ma'am, I grew up in a very constricting Republican conservative household. And
miserably.
After I went to college, I realized the entire way I was brought up, it was wrong, and it was bigoted, it was racist.
You went to college, and you had a stupid professor that probably told you there was no God, and everybody should get it shit-free.
God bless your child, and I hope your child grows up to have a big, strapping, young African-American boyfriend. I just want to tell you that right now.
Okay, so you're a racist too.
No, I bless your household with a nice African-American jello with big muscles.
My household is very blessed.
Blessed in what way, ma'am?
In every way.
Not in a monetary way. We've covered that.
Because y'all are too stupid to take somebody's
money.
Ma'am,
it's you all, not y'all.
It's y'all in my house, baby.
Ma'am, pronunciations, please. You... after me, you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it they, them? How does the stupid
I'm he, him, but thank you. Thank you for the pronouns.
Okay, I think you're he, him, bitch.
No. Where did you learn that? I bet you went to Alabama. I bet you're one of them Roll Tide people.
I learned it from Biden.
No, absolutely not. You would never hear that come out of his mouth.
From the University of Biden.
You have a potty mouth, ma'am. You have a potty mouth, and you should go empty it in the toilet.
Are you going to cry?
Not currently, because I'm being professional. I'm paid to be professional on work time. So I will cry on my personal time.
They don't pay their bills because Verizon's too stupid to take it out of our account.
Ma'am, I will cry and cleanse my soul whenever I feel like it, just not on company time. It is not a bad thing for a man to cry and cleanse themselves.
Well, I bet you cry like a little bitch all the time.
I do on occasion, not all the time, because that would be silly.
Is that when you're dressed like a woman or when you're not?
I don't partake in that. I am a straight, I'm a straight intersectional feminist. I will support every woman in this world. And when a woman accuses a man of misdeeds or misconduct, she should be believed.
What? Where are you going with this conversation?
I think you're
bored at
work. Ma'am, I told you right now, it is after hours.
Then why are you calling me?
Because you have a customer service ticket still open. I called to confirm it with you. You then said...
And they call people at 10 o'clock at night?
Ma'am, we're over here on the West Coast, the best coast, and it's a few hours earlier in the day.
Well, maybe y'all should get your time zones correctly when you're calling.
Ma'am, we don't control the time zones. Okay.
No, you should control what time
you're
calling. Ma'am,
your ignorance is showing.
My ignorance is showing?
Yes.
The fact that I had to go into the Verizon store and show them how to work their website.
Ma'am, you could have made a simple telephone call to a gentleman such as myself, and I could have helped you with all the issues in probably under 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, you could really help me.
Well, ma'am, I can, but you won't allow me to.
You can help me with my pronouns, correct?
I could, but I prefer to save that for out of work, because Verizon's not paying me for my opinions or anything like that. They're paying me to do a job.
Then why did you give me your opinion?
They're not paying me for it.
You called me broke bitch.
That's documented, ma'am. That's not opinion. That's fact, and it's in your account.
Well, we'll take this up with Verizon.
You are a habitual non-payer of your bills. Habitual.
Oh my God. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
May I suggest, that you,
years,
man,
and I've never missed a payment until y'all stopped learning how to accept them.
Ma'am, listen, I would love for you to pray to whatever racist God you believe in, Trump or whatever, and reflect on your attitude.
You are the weirdest person
this,
I think I've ever talked to.
This is no way to go through life.
I have a cousin that lives in Washington, and he's also a liberal idiot.
Ma'am, do you believe you're going through the world bass-ackwards?
Huh?
You're going through this world bass-ackwards. This is no way to live your life.
I'm going by the Holy Bible. I don't know what Bible's going by.
You need to decolonize your mind.
Decolonize my mind?
Yeah, listen, you need to get woke or stay broke. You're never gonna earn a living. You're never gonna earn a living with this mindset.
I'm giving all my money to you idiots.
To me?
That's why
I don't collect a, dime from you.
Huh?
I don't collect a dime from you.
You don't?
No, we don't take payments in this department.
Oh, okay.
They don't trust me with the money.
Well, then you don't know shit about my bill.
Hey, let's not cuss, please. I don't want to have to censor you, but I will.
You call me a broke bitch, you dumbass.
Ma'am, if you cuss one more time, I'm going to have to censor you on this line.
Bitch.
Don't do
it. Censor bitch.
Hey, stop. Stop. I got to keep hitting this button every time you even get close.
Racist.
Faggot. Hey, stop.
Where?
Stop. Stop.
Retard.
Stop it. How are you both drunk at home when you have a young child behind you?
I have been at a barrel race all day long with my children.
Ma'am, I don't need to know about how you've been out all day prostituting yourself.
Yes,
I don't
want to
know about your barrel races, okay?
Okay.
You're over there drunk on that barrel beer, and you need to take better care of your child.
I ride an alligator at a very fast pace around three barrels and try to get around it the fastest through the swamp.
Ma'am, what does that have to do with anything to do with Verizon?
Crawfish.
I don't understand.
Huh?
I don't understand.
Etupay.
You know what? I feel sad for you, and I would like to try to help toward your bills. What is your OnlyFans?
It is Go F Yourself.
All right. I'll look that up. I'm not going to look that up on the work computer because that would endanger my job.
Okay. Probably shouldn't do that.
No. We're not going to do that.
What is your drag name? Your drag name, when you dress like a woman and do the hula.
Oh, did you want to come down to the local library for story time? I'll give you the schedule.
Please. I mean, I know you probably have your children. Oh, wait, you're probably married to a man. So, you probably don't have children.
No, we've already covered that. I'm heterosexual. But I'm an intersectional feminist.
It's on weekends or the weekdays?
That's all days. 364 days a year.
Okay. Well, you'd like to come to an alligator race?
An alligator race?
Yeah. Wow. I would like to invite you to an alligator race.
No. Ma'am, now your ignorance is showing. Again.
Who's ignorant?
Yours.
You don't like alligators?
Alligators are dangerous, ma'am, and I don't recommend you go near them.
Well, I think that liberals are dangerous. Hey, Story, go get your bath. I think liberals.
Did you just tell your child to go bathe themselves? What do you do, ma'am?
No, her dad is in the bathroom with her.
the drunk guy that I spoke to earlier.
Yes, he is so absolutely delicious.
You are all talk and no ears, ma'am. Okay. So are you ready to end this telephone call, ma'am? Because I do have other paying customers that need to be spoken with.
I'm really not.
You're not what?
I've got a lot of on my hand.
Okay. What type of emotional problems do you have that you need me to address?
I have anti-liberoid-itis.
Okay. And have you ever heard of the saying that opposites attract? Because I feel that you're getting turned on speaking with me, ma'am.
You have me riled up.
I do, but like how moist is it down there?
Is this okay to be talking about on your work line?
I'm talking about the weather down where you're at, ma'am. I'm not. You see, you're being a little perverted now, and I'm not appreciating it.
It's supposed to be very moist tonight.
Okay, is it gonna rain?
It's in the forecast.
Okay.
It's gonna light.
How many inches?
I hear at least 5.
Is it gonna gush?
This guy. Oh, I know you're not really in a Verizon employee.
I am a Verizon employee. Why would you say I'm not?
Because there's no way.
How else would I have gotten your information to call you?
Super question.
So that's a super question?
Yes, super.
Okay, stupor question?
Super. You know, if you went to a school that didn't teach you to be a liberal, you'd probably know that word, but...
Well, no, I passed English class. Did you say stupor waffle? What time do you work at the Waffle House in the morning? Because I want to come through and maybe talk to you.
I would love to serve you some crawfish at the Waffle House.
Waffle House doesn't serve crawfish.
Really, yeah, did?
No.
I'll put it in the waffle.
Where did Clint Torres go?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
No, like he disappeared. He was stumbling drunk and he was talking on the phone. And he disappeared.
You're like my new favorite person.
Oh, good, good, good. Why? Because I talk the shit and you like talking shit?
I love it.
Okay.
I love when people call my phone at 10 o'clock at night and talk shit.
Well, you were up. Act like I inconvenienced you.
You did.
I did not. Very, if anything, I brought joy and laughter to your life.
You made my night. I'm just gonna go ahead and
finish. Oh, good, good. But I'm gonna keep prank calling on YouTube. Okay, I'm gonna keep doing that.
Hey.
What happened?
Huh?
What?
I'm ready for it.
Okay, hang on. Good Mew says you're a Max pervert from America. Oh, Good Mew, he did another $2. He says your arm smells like bacon, and I want it to. I burnt my arm, ma'am. Cooking bacon. I spilled bacon grease on my arm.
Oh, you're cooking bacon at work at Verizon Wireless?
No. This was Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just went to urgent care today. Second degree burns on my forearm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did it affect your brain any?
Probably. Dr. Emmett Brown III says, F yeah, good call. Dharma Wheelies became a member of the channel. So did Dr. Emma Brown III.
What's your YouTube? So I can go listen.
Dwight the Janitor.
Huh?
Dwight the Janitor.
Dwight the Janitor.
Dwight, D-W-I-G-H-T, the Janitor, like a motherfucker that mops floors.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That sounds better.
Yeah. Hey, what are you trying to say?
Love your pay grade.
All right, come into the chat and say hello. Everybody will greet you. Just say, "Hey, I'm the southern crawfish lady." They'll tell you. All right, I gotta call, but I gotta let you go because I gotta call David. He has a problem with Verizon too.
Huh?
I gotta call David. He needs some Verizon support as well.
He'll lose your job.
I hope I lose his job. I hope I lose his goddamn job all day. But I'm gonna call. You know what? You can stay on the phone. I'll call David. Oh, I'll call David from the other machine. He won't be able to hear you. All right.
Wait.
You'll be able to hear him, but he's not gonna be able to hear you.
Okay.
All right. You just calm the fuck down real quick.
Thank you for calling. Have a great day.
Fucking David, come on. David's over here not answering his phone.
Hi, you reached David with All About Moving. Go ahead and leave me your.
Stupid David. All right. I'm going to leave him a message now.
Hi, you've reached David with All About Moving. Go ahead and leave me your message, and I will return your phone call as soon as possible. Thank you for calling, and have a great day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, David, how you doing? Dwight from Verizon. We're calling to let you know that here in Verizon Business, we really don't give a fuck about you. So if you want, you can give me a call back. I'll be here through the end of the night, probably the next 8 hours or so. And if you don't get a hold of me, it's probably because you forgot to turn your fucking clocks ahead. Daylight savings time, David. Okay, bye.
Really?
Huh? What?
Is it really daylight savings time?
Oh, yeah,
we
it
don't
is.
Get that.
Yeah, at 2 a.m. You got to spring forward. We're gonna call the United Kingdom and remind them to change their clocks too.
You finally said something intelligent.
Oh, don't you start accusing me of saying intelligent shit. Don't you be trying to pay me compliments now. Mark Window from the Australia says hello. He said to tell you he says hi.
Hi from Australia.
Yeah, there's 82 people watching on YouTube. There's another 30 over on Printcast.com.
Ooh, that's lame.
I know. You're those are fucking. They're amateur numbers. I know.
You really suck.
I know. But what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do on a Saturday night? You know.
I have more people viewing my Facebook video I just posted.
Of what? What'd you do on Facebook? I'm just letting you know. I'm not gonna hang up on you. That's not what we do here.
I think that's what you want me to do.
No. Like, if I wanted you to hang up, I would just command you to hang up, and then you would hang up.
What was his name?
Dwight.
Hey, Dwight.
Hey. What's going on, Clint Torres?
Oh, man, I am what I eat.
Hey, good for you. You're a meat eater. At least you're not a vegan.
That's right. I would love your YouTube, because I like following YouTubes.
I already gave her the YouTube. Did she not find it?
Oh, it was Dwight the janitor?
Yeah, Dwight the janitor. That's 100%.
Okay.
Lil Uzi Vert just gave me $5 for prank calling you.
Dude, that's awesome.
He gave me $5. He says you're a new fan. But I gotta go. You go watch on YouTube. I gotta go. I gotta make calls. Or people will stop giving me money and then I'll never heal this burnt arm.
Dude, we're just starting to actually connect.
I'll call you back. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, looking for Billy Joe.
Oh, you have the wrong number.
Oh, I'm sorry. So your TV didn't go out and can't get a live agent here?
Oh, no, you have the wrong number.
Oh, okay. You're not a broke bitch?
What?
You're not a broke bitch? Question mark?
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
No, like, are you a poor? Can you afford food? Do you have cans in your cupboards?
Maybe you are.
Hey, let's not twist things around here, man.
Hey.
I'm going to call you tomorrow. We're going to be friends.
Hello.
Hi, is that Kelly?
Yes, it is.
Hey, this is Dwight. I'm calling over here from the McDonald's in the Meadow Shopping Mall.
Okay.
And we got a message from corporate about a issue that you had with a visit. And so we were trying to reach base with you and see if we can't resolve that.
Okay, I did not call, so I don't know who.
Well, it came through our social media team.
Okay, yeah. And that would have been me.
Okay, they said they observed a... an unpleasant interaction, and then they wrote up a ticket and they sent it over to me, and so here I am.
Yeah, it was because of the app.
The app?
I couldn't they asked me if I wanted to use it. I sat out in the parking lot for about a half hour trying to do stupid app, and it kept telling me different things, like I was trying to get the free fries.
Right.
The Friday free fry, or the dollar, or whatever that is.
Right. Fries for a dollar with a purchase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was the first thing I added. And then I went in and it said something about Coke for $1.49. I'm not sure if I was in the specials. Anyway,
right.
I was trying to do it, and I was trying to add it to the cart. So that I could do the drive-through, and it kept telling me that I had to turn it into a meal. It wouldn't let me just ad. It's like, turn it. No, I don't want to turn it into a meal. I want. So I finally just got kind of fed up with it, and I went up to the thing to order the drive-through, and I had asked the lady that was taking the thing, how do I do this? I said I really wanted to do it through the thing so I could get my free fries and my, or the dollar fries, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right.
And she's like, I don't know, I'm not computer savvy or something, and I don't know what to tell you. So I put in my order, and I was still a little bit upset, but it was for my grandkids, so I had to get their food. They weren't with me, but anyway, that's beside the point. And then when I went to go pick it up, the second one, she's like, oh, I don't know, sorry. Gave my food to me, and I'm like, well, is there somebody? And she shut the window on me, and that was, I mean, it's like, okay, fine, you know. So it was like, I know if I was inside, maybe it would have been, or if they would have said, well, if you came inside, you know, it was just the way they responded to the whole thing. Because, like, food-wise, I haven't had it there.
Okay, yeah, I had talked to the drive-thru attendant, the female that you were referencing, and I asked...
Yeah, I don't know her name, so
yeah,
her
name's Carla. But I asked her if she remembered this interaction, and I believe she was pretty clear on it. She said yes. This garbage bag filled with orange juice pulp of a human person came to the drive-thru and was very confused on how to use the app. And we tried to walk her through this. Basically, she said you were using too many offers at once.
No, because she didn't try to tell me nothing. She didn't try to help me at all.
Okay.
The one I talked through, because she said
she paid for your food, for your order, because of your job.
Nobody paid for my food.
She said out of her own pocket. She paid.
It cost me $20. And I said that was ridiculous. And I said I would not be back because it cost me so much. And I was trying to get, because I have points that I could use. And I have, you know, like I said, the dollar. No, she didn't do nothing. Okay. I don't. I'm not saying that. Maybe she didn't do that with somebody else.
See, that's the concerning part.
Person.
Is I pulled up the footage, the video that we have, and I saw $20. It was either coming out of her pocket or in her pocket, and she said that it was from her pulling $20 out to pay for. Pay for your order, she said, because there was a bewildered senile woman at the drive-thru.
Yeah, I was kind of PO'd. And when the second one, I did kind of peel out. So if you watch the whole video through the drive-thru,
right.
The second one,
yeah.
When I was trying to talk to her and she ignored me, I took off.
So at what point did you throw the... You got a drink for the previous time.
I didn't throw nothing.
She said you threw a cup of urine at her.
I didn't throw nothing. Okay. I gotta go.
I'm just trying to resolve this. Throw a cup of urine. Why you throw a urine, lady?
Well, I'm sorry.
Hi, we got disconnected.
No, I hung up.
Okay. At what point did you throw urine, cup of urine at her?
I didn't do nothing.
Did you pee in the cup in your car, or did you come in to fill it?
I don't know who I'm talking to, and I'm done talking.
My name is Dwight, and I dress up as Grimace, the big purple booger.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it.
No, ma'am. Do you want free food? I have coupons.
No, I don't.
But ma'am, I have coupons.
You need to stop calling.
Ma'am. I have coupons. Yeah, she wasn't going to like the coupons I had. The coupon was going to be order one McDouble and pay us two fucking dollars. That's the coupon. You get to pay us the fucking money. Hi, is that Jeffrey?
Yes.
Hey, Jeffrey. I'm calling from over here at Watertown Transit. Seems like you've been a real motherfucker and talking the shit about us, huh?
What?
Yeah, I'm calling from over here at Watertown Transit. And where do you get off calling us fucking names, telling us we're garbage?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I saw you all over on Facebook talking about Watertown Transit, motherfuckers we are. Where do you get off, asshole?
Who the fuck is this?
My name is Dwight, and I'm in charge here, and don't you act like you are. You aren't the woman. I'm here to put you in check, motherfucker. You don't talk shit about us. You understand me? Hmm?
Do you work tomorrow?
Do I work tomorrow? Of course I work tomorrow.
I'll be coming fucking see your ass tomorrow.
Listen here, you fecal deposit.
No. I am going to call, and I'm going to fucking report you exactly what the fuck you just said to me today.
But why? Why? What's so outlandish about it? Oh, you motherfucker. All right, he needs a call on the other machine. There we go.
Oh, my. And off like a Roman candle, fresh bulb.
Hi, you've reached Jeff Kalama. Please leave your name and number and what time you called, and I'll return it as soon as possible. Have a great day. Bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Oh, look, my name's Jeffrey. I can be a tough guy on Facebook and talk about Watertown Transit. You know, oh, look at, listen to you. You need your diaper changed, honey? Honey, you got the balls? You got the fucking balls? You call me back, Jeffy, okay? I'll be here. I got phones. Hi. I'm looking for Renee.
This is her.
Hey, Renee. I'm calling from over here at Chump's Grill.
Yes.
I understand you had a problem the last time you got some food over there. We didn't give you utensils or any napkins or anything.
And the food was wrong.
Oh, yeah. What was wrong with the food?
I had talked to Michelle about this. Why are you calling me so late about this?
Oh, because we caught Michelle stealing, and we didn't know if this was resolved or not. So I had to kind of pick up her slack.
Oh, no.
We had
no,
to let her go.
Know that.
Yeah, we had to let her go. Okay. She was stealing food out the back.
I ordered the smothered pork chop, fried
I'm a
okra,
sex pervert
and
from America.
Potatoes, and I.
I'm sorry?
Huh?
Oh, no. I heard somebody on the line. I thought it was somebody in the background. Very busy.
I thought I heard somebody, too.
Yeah, we're very busy here at work. They opened my office door. That's the problem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I ordered smothered pork chops and okra and mashed potatoes, and I got grilled pork chops, mashed potatoes, and corn.
Yeah.
And no napkins, no silverware, no ice in the tea. Oh. And the pork chop was a little pinkish. Mm. But she told me she was going to give me a discount. All right with that next time I come in, but I haven't been back.
Okay. Yeah, I apologize with the napkins and the forks, because we do get some people that are they're a little more environmentally conscious, I guess, than others.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They get mad when we actually include that stuff. So there should have been, like, we should have double checked that with you before we sent the food
next
out.
Next time I'll ask, and next time I'll check my food before I pull off, because I was so tired I didn't want to go back.
And you said mashed. We gave you mashed potatoes and corn.
Yes.
Okay.
Instead of fried okra.
Potatoes, okay.
And gave me grilled pork chops instead of smothered.
I see. All right. And then later after the food, did it make you ill or anything? Like you said, it was a little.
No.
Pink.
No, okay. I didn't eat all of it. It got a little pink in the middle, so I just didn't eat it all.
Okay. And then later on, when you pushed your bowels out, did the corn come out still fully intact, or was it mushed?
Who is this?
My name is Dwight. I'm the new GM. We're doing a new corn. We're testing new corn and a new coating.
I have no idea.
And so it's supposed to be able to survive the digestive tract. It's a GMO.
Oh. I have no idea. I didn't watch that. But anyway, I've got to go now.
Why do you have to go? Do you have to shit? You got to take shit?
Who is this?
My name is Dwight. I'm the GM. We're putting extra liquids in there, and it may or may not make you shit faster. Next time you push your ass out, do you need to take a picture and bring it in so we can do it for science?
You have a good night.
How long did the average time for the shits?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me all right, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Okay, again, my name is Dwight. I'm with the McDonald's. Understand that you had a bit of an issue the other day when you were with us.
Oh, I did, yes, sir.
Okay, and I did see we got an open ticket that was passed on to us by the corporate office, and I'm here to resolve your issues.
Okay, well, I spoke with Kaylee the other day.
Kaylee had to run that up the chain of command, which is me. I'm just a little few steps higher up than her. And I told her before we actually gave you the discounts that we offered that I was going to have to hear exactly what had happened.
Okay.
So do you want to give me a quick run through of what happened?
Yeah, well, a quick run through is I placed an order on your app for a breakfast sandwich before 10:30 in the morning.
Right.
It came back and confirmed. It billed my debit card, which was on the app.
Right.
Waiting in line, because there was a line at the drive-through. When I got to the speaker, told him I was there to pick up my order number, which was like $8.25 or something like that.
Right.
And said, okay, pull around to the window. So I pulled around to the window, and the kid informed me that, sorry, we can't give you a sandwich. It's past 10:30. And it was past 10:30 by the time I got there to the window.
Right. So we found here, which breakfast sandwich did you get, the bagel, or what'd you get?
No.
What'd you get? What did you get? What did you order?
I was ordering a sausage egg McMuffin.
The McMuffin. Did you order your McMuffin any special way?
No.
Okay, you didn't order it medium rare, normal?
No.
Okay. So it was normal, and so it just took an excessive amount of time from the people in front of you. Is that what I'm understanding here?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me just a second. I think I have video of the interaction. Let's see here. Hang on just a second. I have the drive-through video right here. And let me turn the audio up. And this is when you were talking to the drive-through attendant. Oh my god. Were you yelling at the drive-through attendant?
No.
Okay.
What was that? That must have been inside the restaurant, because I didn't hear anything like that.
This was at the drive-through. We have a camera right over the drive-through window, and so each interaction is split to its own file. And
You got the wrong one there, because that's not me. I did not hear anyone yelling like that.
You didn't yell at the, because my drive-through person looked very startled.
No.
All right. Let's see here. Okay. And then, so the time had passed. Did they say they put all the breakfast meats away?
They said it was past. And they quit serving at 10:30 is what they told me.
So they quit serving at, so we must have put up all the stock back. But they should have still fulfilled your order 100%. I mean,
well, that was it.
I'm sorry?
That was 36 is what they told me.
Oh, it was 10:36 at that point?
That's what they told me.
Then go fuck yourself. 10:36. I mean, if we're talking 10:31, but 10:36, fuck you.
I can't believe you're saying that to me.
Why?
one that you'd use that kind of language.
I've got expired coupons at Taco Bell. How does that fit in your craw? I think I threw some extra McMuffins into the dumpster out back if you'd like to go get it.
I think you're very funny, and I know you're not from McDonald's.
I'm from McDowell's. We have the golden arcs.
Yeah, you got kind of stick.
Listen. Hakeem doesn't mop floors and take out trash to marry my daughter Lisa, for you to come over and just badmouth. Okay, you don't badmouth him.
Yeah. So who is this really?
My name is Dwight, and you just got mixed served.
And how is that? From who?
What, from me. My name is Dwight, and you got mixed served.
And so what does that mean?
That, you know, the delicious sandwich you tried to order?
Yeah.
I ate it.
Oh, well, that's good.
I ate it, and I poured syrup on it.
Good. You know that I have two phones and that this call is now being recorded.
Yeah,
and
but
it's also being
traced. you just told me now, so you have to destroy all recordings previous to this. We have to start fresh right now because you just notified me.
No, I don't.
Yeah, because I had an expectation of privacy, sir. I don't need you going to your AA meeting sharing all these recordings. You fucking hung up. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, is that Matt?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Dwight calling from over here at Walmart in Desto.
At what?
From Walmart in DeSoto. Walmart.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, hi. We wanted to call and inform you about the Walmart policy. When you shop with us, you can't violate our social media policy. You've been going on saying that we suck a lot lately.
No, so I'm actually getting ready to pull down this way, and...
You're about to what?
I came down here... No, so I'm getting ready to come down this way and go to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
So what I said was, you guys were trying to be like fesses, and it sucked. What's up with that?
Trying to be like what? I couldn't understand.
Pull over. So what I said was... Man, just stop. I said, DeSoto sucks because they're trying to be like Festus. You guys are trying to be exactly like Festus right now.
Yeah.
So, what's up with that? Why are you calling me?
Well, I'm calling because you've been bad-mouthing us. You've been sitting there, you've been going on social media, running your dick sucker, and trying to get an uprise out of us, and we're not going to take it anymore.
Who is this?
My name is Dwight, and I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Dwayne who?
Dwight, and you say my name right. You heard me right.
Dwight who?
Listen, don't play no fucking game. You already called me Dwayne.
Me.
Huh?
You said Dwight.
D-W-I-G-H-T. The D is capital.
Yeah. Dwight.
Dwight. Right? Yes.
So, I'm not talking shit on me. Listen to me. I'm not talking shit on DeSoto. I said, hey, I walk in here, and you guys change shit. It sucks because you're trying to be like best as Walmart, and it fucking sucks. I didn't say DeSoto fucking sucks. I just said Walmart sucks in general because they're trying to be like every fucking other one out there.
What's the matter with you? You can't handle a little bit of change? We rearranged some shit, and you're over here like an old man going to brunch every goddamn Sunday for the rest of his life,
listen,
and now you
listen,
yell at us?
No.
Ah.
Listen to me. I can deal with change all fucking day long.
Ah.
But when you call me at fucking, what time is this? Midnight on or 11 o'clock on
and you're in
a
car
Friday
and you're going
night.
To car going to fucking Taco Bell. I don't want to hear about what time it is, honey. I'm trying to do my job and earn a living for my child.
I don't give a fuck what you're talking about.
Ah.
I have a living too. And you don't have no fucking child, you stupid motherfucker.
Welfare is not a living. Welfare is not a living. It's not a livable wage.
Stop talking. Let me talk.
Listen to this domestic abuse situation you got going on.
Welfare, what the fuck are you talking? Hey, fuck you and welfare, whatever the fuck you're talking about. I don't have welfare. Fuck you.
You don't even have a command of the English language. Yeah, you got the balls to hang up on me again?
Shut the fuck up. Stop.
Put the man on the phone. Put the man behind the wheel on the phone.
I'm going to tell you something. It's 11 o'clock at fucking night.
Hi, sir.
You're calling my fiance. It's 11 o'clock at night.
Ma'am, your fiance's a gay. Your fiance's a gay.
You're a motherfucker. It's 11 o'clock at fucking night. Don't call this number
again. Quit trying to gaslight me, ma'am. Okay, so his voicemail asking for Dwight. Here we go.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm looking for Dwight.
Excuse me?
I'm looking for Dwight.
Who are you?
Yes.
What?
I'm looking for Dwight.
Ha ha.
I'm not sure why that's funny.
Oh,
my
really?
Name is Torrance Trudeau.
Because I can tell you right now, my husband...
Okay.
You have sat there and harassed me and harassed me on my show.
I'm not sure who I'm speaking with, but this is Torrance Trudeau. I'm a deputy with the Sheriff's Office in Wisconsin.
Oh,
motherfucker, what the fuck,
oh, no.
You punk-ass bitch?
Oh, no.
Is that Dwight?
Oh, no.
Hi, Dwight. Deputy Trudeau with the Sheriff's Office.
You fucking loser.
Oh, no. This bot...
Well,
this bot's off the chains right now.
I'm not sure why that's appropriate.
Yeah, whatever.
So, have you been calling Jeff?
Meeting you up somewhere and we'll see what you are, you little bitch.
Oh, no, don't fight the cop.
I'm sorry, what?
No.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Okay.
Oh, he's calling about the McDonald's guy. The McDonald's guy who didn't get his breakfast sandwich.
Are you working at the Watertown Transit tonight?
Goofy son of a bitch.
What's that?
Oh, no, this is a different Jeffrey. This is the guy that was going to come meet me at work tomorrow.
You're a fucking illiterate. You got a fucking degree, because I got a fucking degree.
No.
Okay. Are you working at Watertown Transit tonight?
Awesome. Don't give a fuck where you're from, bitch.
Oh, God damn, this pot.
Piggly Wiggly.
I don't know if that's necessary.
Yeah, you got a fucking degree from fucking...
Look, they matched IDs.
Okay. Are you able to hear me? Because I'm not sure if you know what I'm talking about.
Some bullshit fucking online bullshit.
What does that mean?
What?
What are you talking about, online stuff?
If you think you're bad, why don't you fucking talk to me then, boy?
I am trying to talk to you.
Let's go do something about it.
Well, you're asking a law enforcement officer to fight. That's probably not a good idea.
You're talking shit?
No, I'm not.
You're talking shit? You can't back it up, motherfucker.
Okay.
You're a fucking joke. I'm going to tell you right now, buddy.
Listen.
Go get a fucking life. Get a life, you fucking bitch.
Okay.
Get a fuck. You calm me down.
What's that?
You would be the first motherfucker to ever calm me down.
Calm you down?
I'm going to tell you that right now.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, Dwight.
You must be a bad motherfucker if you're going to calm me down.
Okay.
Yeah. You're a fucking loser, dude.
Well, I'm sorry you have that opinion.
You can't even get no pussy or do nothing but harass somebody on TV.
On TV? What are you talking about?
You little punk.
Okay.
You ain't shit. I'm going to tell you right now, motherfucker.
And that was that. Oh.
What a dumbass. That pig is stupid.
That bot has some choice words.
He punched his ass, boy.
I forgot that the guy jumps on midway through the talk with the girl. It's all voice activated. So as soon as he talks, like the bot responds. As soon as it hears something, it goes back and forth, back and forth. It's all pre-programmed stuff. Like there's a script of response and it goes right in order. As soon as it hears the fucking information.
It's just sequential sound files just playing back. That's all it is. So
wow.
One sided conversation that I set up with a call that we did years ago. And there you go. It's just simple. Yeah. Very stupid.
That's great, man. That's great pig
holy
patrol right
holy,
there, man.
Holy fuck.
Send him back home with his tail tucked. Piece of shit going on.
I wouldn't be surprised if
in
he
the middle of the night.
I wouldn't be surprised if he calls back, but that's the guy that the base guy said don't be talking shit about our business. Yeah. And he was like, I'll come down there.
So he calls back, it'll be a different person that he talks to.
Whew. That was fucking spicy. Judge Lance Ito says FBI watching you, awesome. Dwight. They fucking might be now. Sleepy Thank time you. Finally foretold the tale.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Extended Stay. This is Chris. How can I help you?
Hey, Chris. I need to go ahead and check out if I can. I don't need the room anymore.
Okay.
Can you call the guys up in my room and tell them to go ahead and just get the buckets and stuff and come out? Like, we've got enough water for the pool.
In which room?
We're in 215.
In 215?
Yeah, we just got a freshly poured cement pool over here at my house, and I didn't want to run up the water bill, so we booked the room, and we've been filling it up one bucket at a time.
Okay.
We got a 13,000-gallon pool, and it's going to be real nice once the pH levels level out. We got to shock it and stuff first.
I hear you.
What do you know what the pH balance is of the water coming from the tap of the rooms?
I honestly couldn't tell you.
Okay, because I don't know how hard, if it's going to take repeated shocks or what.
Okay, you said you're in 215.
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't know what is the last name.
Johnson, Johnson.
Okay, because I don't actually see anybody in that room. Anthony?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's actually 107.
Oh, 107. I thought we were upstairs. I mean, I haven't been in the room. I just booked it. And I've been pulling up. I've got one of these nice transit vans, and I went over to Home Depot and I got like 5 or 6 buckets, and we just 5 gallons at a time. We keep coming over here, dumping it in the pool, and then we come back and we fill it up some more.
I hear you. Yes, so for whatever reason, it looks like I can't actually check you out, but if you want to call back in the morning and have you checked out, because for whatever, it won't allow me to check you out right now at this hour.
All right, do you want to just transfer me to 107 and I'll talk to the fellas?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, cool. Hi, is this room 107?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Anthony, correct?
Yeah.
All right, great, Anthony. Listen, we're calling from the front desk here, and somebody came by and they dropped off your drugs.
They dropped off some drugs.
Yeah, there's a grocery bag, and then there's several Ziploc baggies of something. Unless this is like baking powder or flour or something. But they told me to call you once they left.
Man, I could come up there and I'll have nothing dropped out to me.
I mean, I don't care if you're like, I mean, cocaine it's a harmless drug in my opinion. It's almost right there with weed. It's just, you can't smoke weed. If you want to snort lines in there, that's fine. But, just don't smoke.
Hey, look, I don't know if it's a joke or not. I'm not sure that.
You don't know if it's a joke or not?
Yeah, like, I don't smoke. I don't do nothing.
You do lines?
That's it.
I'll show. I watch Scarface, man. I'll teach you how to thin out a line, man. You know, not too much, not too little, just to keep you even.
No, man, I'm good.
No. You ever put cocaine in a straw and then put it in a hooker's ass and she farted and blow it in your face?
You got the wrong room.
No, you're in good spirits. Where are you from, homeboy?
Uh-huh.
Where are you from?
I'm from Waco, man. Small town.
From Waco? No, I've heard of Waco. That's where that crazy Davidian fucking the compound was, man.
Sir, yeah.
Yeah, man, you guys do it right out there. You sure you're not on drugs?
Nah.
Oh, man, you're not one of the Davidians, are you? You don't... Did you escape the fire?
No, man.
Listen, this isn't the front desk. I pranked the front desk and I got him to like send me to your room. Like, fucking security is lax around here.
Yeah,
you believe that shit? Like you should go up there and get real pissed off. I bet I can get you a discount. Just tell him I did some wild shit and get you a discount, man.
All
right. Go up there and yell and be like, I'm the real Anthony. Is your last name John? Is your last name Johnson too?
Damn! So they gave you all the information?
No, man. Like, so what happened is, I told him that I was filling my new swimming pool like one bucket at a time. That's why I rented the room, right? And like, he had no problem with that, which was dumb as shit. And he's like, well, "What room are you in?" And I told him, I said 215, 215. And he goes, "What's your last name?" I said Johnson. And he goes, he starts looking at his computer and he goes, "Anthony?" I was like, "Yeah, that's me." I was like, but transfer me to the 107 so I could tell my homeboys to get out of there. We don't need any more water. And then he transferred me to you.
Wow.
I'm on YouTube right now. I'm doing prank calls, man. There's like 80 people watching on YouTube, and then there's like another 40 on Prankcast.
Say, man, you called me at the right time. I needed that laugh.
Yeah, man, you having a rough time?
Huh?
Yeah, dude, jump on YouTube and look for Dwight the Janitor, and like I'm gonna be on for like another 20 minutes, man. I'll give you some more laughs.
All right,
man. Just tell him. Just say, hey, it's Anthony Johnson in the chat when you get in.
All right,
man. Take it easy, Anthony.
All right, you too.
Ah, bye, man. Shit. Ah, all right, man. That was a nice call. That was nice.
Because
this way,
I'm helping you.
Hi, how are you, sir?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, is it raining?
No, it's not.
Okay, then it must be the man that's on the second floor. He's peeing off the balcony onto me.
What's your room number?
I'm in 111, he's in 211, and he's peeing. He's peeing into the air. You don't smell that? It smells like he had asparagus.
Okay, because we don't see anyone in the on the balcony, on the walkway.
Yeah, he's pee. You don't hear pee? You don't hear this pee? Do you hear him?
Yes.
Okay. Do you oh no, he make him doodle caca feces. You don't hear this? My baby's upset. My baby's upset. My baby got peed on.
I mean, is it leaking inside or?
Yeah, it's leaking all over. He knocked on my door. He came to my door. I opened the door and then he peed on me. He peed on my leg. Hello?
Yes, sir. Just
yeah,
checking.
I opened the door. He said housekeeping, and I was like, oh, I do need my pillow fluffed. And he opened the door, and he unzipped his pants, and he pulled out his pecker, and then he peed on me.
Oh, there is no one in 211.
Oh, I don't know where he's from then. Does he work for you?
No. Okay, so we'll check the video and we'll.
What do you mean? I think he's back. Somebody's knocking on my door.
Okay, let me come there and check in.
Hey, hang on. Holy shit, he just kicked my door in. Oh no. Oh no, glass everywhere. Glass pee. Glass and pee. Sir?
Yes, I'm just coming.
Are you running? Run faster.
No, I'm just coming.
Don't trip. Don't trip, chocolate chip, as Kat would say.
Oh, there's nobody outside.
Oh, that's because I'm not staying at the hotel. I lied to you on the telephone.
So you're not in the hotel?
Nope, I'm at home.
But I can call him and let him know.
Yeah, I'll let him know. I'm at home, and I called to call you a marachod.
So what's exactly the problem? Because there's nobody in the
problem,
hotel.
No, the problem is you're a benchod.
Hi there, hello.
Hi, can I make an order, please, asshole?
Can I have your order, please?
Yes, one chicken Malia? Is that how it's pronounced?
Okay, one chicken Mali.
Yes.
And then?
One alu masala.
Okay.
One chicken makhani.
Okay.
And then one teriyaki chut.
Rondi ko chora match kine.
Hey, teriyaki chut benchon.
Teriyaki chut match kine.
Mara chot.
Mujhe logra khantes aisa match kine.
Ah.
Mujhe mera chusta aisa match kine. White trash match kine.
A sex pervert from America.
Rondi ko chora match kine. I got a black dick. I have a black dick. Come on.
You don't know. You have a small lund. You have a small
Rondi
white lund.
Rondi ko chora match kine. Oi. Ah. Gore. Oi. White trash. Oi.
No.
White trash. Oi.
No.
White trash.
No.
Oi. White trash. Oi.
Eat gandu, marachod.
Tera bau match kine. Mera lara chisa. I got a black dick. Take it in your mouth.
That's racist.
Give me your ass. I put it in the
Give
asshole.
Me your sister's vagine.
Huh? Give me a mother's pussy.
No, I
Give
put
me
fingers.
A pussy.
I put fingers in
yeah.
your sister.
Give me a mother's pussy. Your mother's white, black pussy. I'm gonna lick it and I'm gonna hit it hard.
Ah, cha cha chord. Wow. There's the
jackpot.
There's the live wire I was looking for. You just
That's
sparked those together.
The black wiener and the whole bit.
Apparently, this is the only Indian man I've ever heard of that's got a black dick. He might want to get that checked. That might be frostbite.
Hello?
Yeah, one Papa Dom in your ass as well.
Come on, I'm giving you my ass. My chicken, lick my ass. I'm going to put it in your ass. Okay, you take my dick. All right.
I'm going to fold
come
your
on,
asshole.
Come on over.
I'm going to fold your
you
asshole like
come on
non
over.
Bread. I'm going to fold your asshole
come on,
like
come
non
on
bread.
Come on over, motherfucker. You get me your mom's pussy.
You bring
all
me
right?
lovely sister.
I'm going to cut your dicks into like 10 pieces.
You hold my hand
all right,
while
motherfucker.
I fuck your you hold my
you
hand
motherfucker.
While I fuck your mom.
Rundika ban mat chikne. Aija muji.
Rundika pacha.
Aija mat chikne.
Rundika pacha.
Tera bau chikne. Shock my dick. I got a black dick. You want a picture of this?
Yes.
Come on.
Text
I want
it
to send a picture,
text
bro.
It to me.
I'm going
to
hit it in the ass.
Text
like
it to
Like 10 times
me.
In a row.
Don't call
All
me.
All right?
Don't call me again.
Mat chikne, motherfucker.
Stop calling me.
Wow. I just hope he uses that number. I hope he uses that number to call back.
He's pretty hot. He's looking for some phone sex, I think.
He's talking
all kinds of sex stuff.
Judge Lance Ito says, imagine the DoorDash driver standing right by the register waiting for a pickup right now.
I think he burned himself there. He was so pissed off he burned himself.
Yeah, what one pussy or dick?
I want one dick and two pussy.
Yeah.
From your mother.
Okay, come on over. 190 Street, Amsterdam Avenue.
Hey,
I'm waiting for you, motherfucker.
Don't teach
come
your
on,
father.
Come on,
don't teach your bop how to
I'm
fuck.
I'm here. I told you. I'm here, bro.
Don't teach your
190
hey,
Street,
your
Amsterdam Avenue.
Don't teach your bop
you
how to
guts?
Fuck.
You got guts? Are you the son of your mother?
Are
you the son of your mother?
You are not the blood
of
your father.
Are you the son of your father? Come over, bro. Come over. Let's
You're
do one and one.
You're not the blood of your father.
All right, Matt. I'm going to cut your dicks into 10 pieces, bro.
You hold my
All
dick?
All right.
You bloody
okay,
owl.
I'm going to hit
bloody
it in
owl,
your
owl,
ass.
Son of a
like
bitch.
10 times in a row. 10 times in a row on your asshole.
You want to
asshole,
touch my dick?
You asshole. 109 Street, Amsterdam Avenue, Bombay Frankie. Come over.
Shut
are
up.
You the, you got guts, bro? You got guts?
Shut up.
You are you the son of your mother? Are you the son of your father? Come over.
You show shut up. You shut. You show your ass. I mean.
Oh shit! I was gonna type. Get his name. Get his name. Oh shit! We need his name.
I mean that. That's it. I mean we ran right to. Yeah, we ran right to 1 o'clock. Hot. I mean, you're not gonna defeat. You're not gonna get a better call than that to end the show on.
No.